This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That is the background theme for our discussion of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Yes, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air yet again for another week. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here for the hour to overview what Talkers has found in their research. You can look at some of the things that are being overviewed. Go to Talkers.com. You can go to Talkers Radio there, Talkers Television, Talkers Magazine to see where the hot hits are. But it's more interesting to have Michael go through the list, and then we sort of attach ourselves to some of the stories, or we'll come up with something that's even more interesting, because, in fact, this is more stimulating talk radio. Right, Michael?
Yes, indeed. We come up with the most interesting stimulation. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, number 10, the Major League Baseball season has begun. At number 9, North Carolina wins the NCAA title. We have sports there at the bottom of the survey. At number 8, a different kind of sport, Fox News, Bill O'Reilly, scandal. Mm. At number 7, the GOP health care redo. At number 6, Bannon exits the NSC. At number 5, North Korea threats. At number 4, Trump and Xi meeting. At 3, you say Z, I say Zai. Either way, he's a heck of a guy. Number 3, Syrian gas deaths. And the Gorsuch nomination battles, too, and the Russia connection, the investigation into the Russia connection, if there was one, to the Trump campaign at number 1. On our people survey, we have Bill O'Reilly at 10, Stephen K. Bannon at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, Paul Ryan at 7, 6 is Chuck Schumer, 5 is Mitch McConnell, 4 is Neil Gorsuch, 3 is Vladimir Putin, at number 2, the ever-mentioned Susan Rice, and number 1, Donald Trump. And it's a pretty interesting week again, of course.
All right. So let's focus on Mr. O'Reilly for a moment. You know him. I don't know that you know him well. You've met him. He's been around the talk radio world as well as talk television. He's an interesting character in his own right. What do you think about him? And whether it's a general overall, the issue might be advertisers reacting negatively to the allegations against him, whether they've, I don't know, I guess there's something to him because Fox has paid out $13, $14 million to women who have sued them because they say that O'Reilly sexually harassed them. Is O'Reilly, in your book, beyond this, above it, below it? Do you see this kind of stuff in other worlds? I'm just trying to think of other people that we've known that have been in the talk business, Michael, over the years.
I was reading an article in a newspaper that I, you know, we get Google alerts, so whenever I'm mentioned, I see it. Mm-hmm. And somebody quoted me from 4 years ago. In terms of O'Reilly, they asked me if I thought that Rush Limbaugh was finished when the Sandra Fluke controversy was raging, and I said, "Nah, life will go on," and it did. And he's been, of course, subsequently re-signed to another contract. They asked whether or not Donald Trump was finished when scathing, you know, incriminating first-hand information about his sexual adventures made their way to the light, and women came out of the woodwork, and he was elected president of the United States shortly thereafter. So I would say, and again, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do have hindsight, I'd say that unless the heat gets so unbearable for Fox on a public relations level, Bill O'Reilly will survive because it's the cost of doing business. He's that valuable to them financially.
Mm, but if there are all kinds of cancellations...
No, that's not happening. That's not happening. That's a
news media.
Well, what's happening is most of the sponsors are moving their spots to other shows. So it's not the business is still in the network. It's not really costing Fox that much. And when these things die down, I'm talking objectively here. This is not my hope or what I think should happen. I'm just saying the way it goes, based on hindsight.
Yeah.
It'll die down. It'll move on to something else, and then new sponsors will come aboard because, you know, the advertising industry is not really based on morality either. It's based on public relations, and, you know, a lot of advertisers grandstand, oh, we won't be part of anything.
Wow, what
like
an interesting statement that is. Think about that in terms of the criticisms that they level. And it isn't the advertisers so much. It's the advocates like the Now group that they went after Limbaugh and Media Matters did. And so they were successful in getting the agency buyers, who are mostly young women in their late 20s and early 30s, to say, oh, in Sandra Fluke's case, look at that, man. Did you hear what he said? And they'd play it. And then the women that are doing the buying would be horrified. And then they'd stop buying Rush Limbaugh. And then they stop buying controversial talk radio, and then they stop buying talk radio, and then they stop buying spoken word format. It didn't make any difference what it was. And so many of us were affected. I don't mind saying this. It's cost me millions of dollars. What Rush Limbaugh did cost me millions of dollars over the years since it happened. And it's cost other broadcasters who have bigger programs a lot of money until they figured out how to reorient their sales efforts and what they want to advertise. And they've done that. But in the meantime, hundreds of millions of dollars were lost. They were very effective, Michael.
I hear that from everybody. Everybody's a big word. I hear that from many, many sources in the industry that innocent parties were hurt more than Rush was.
Yeah, right.
In terms of that.
Perfect example of it. I'm probably the best example of it in reality because I'm the only independent producer who's left. The rest of them all belong to big companies, and so they, why not just give the guy a little. It's for what we used to get a dollar for, it went down right after Limbaugh, went to about 30 cents, and now it's about a dime. That's the reality.
That's a sorry state of affairs.
It is.
But again, I would make a case, and this is just my opinion, that Bill O'Reilly is more valuable to Fox News Channel at this point in time than Roger Ailes was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Roger,
absolutely.
They dumped Ailes because Ailes, he's already put it in place. It exists. It can exist with him or without him at this point. But if O'Reilly were to leave, there would be a drop of far more income than the huge sum that they pay him.
Yeah.
And this guy makes a lot of money.
Yep, makes lots of dough. And
I often think I went into the wrong end of the business.
Yeah, me too. So I should have been. I tell you, we both could have done this thing on television. Why don't we do this on TV? Why are we doing it on the radio?
On TV? Yeah, because we're ugly.
No, we're not ugly. Come on. Right, you think that O'Reilly's that handsome bit? The only person that's good looking on Fox is Sean. The rest of them all are just average. If even that, I think. I don't see that there's a lot. And men or women, frankly. Although, when Ailes was there, he used to love to get those bubbling blondes on, whether they knew anything about news or not.
Well, I think Ailes was a very attractive man.
Oh, yeah. On that note, we'll pause for a moment and then continue. Yeah. The stories that you hear about what he did when the judge heard what has become part of the vernacular about what Ailes actually did when Gretchen walked into the room. That's why 5 minutes after this, the case was heard and there was a conversation about settlement. It took about 5 minutes to settle it. That was it. No negotiations. We want $20 million. Okay, here it is. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. And because he was a gross pig and he did unspeakable things on the couch in his office. And that's what these women are all talking about. And just happened that Gretchen was the most vivid, the best at describing what he did after he took his pants off. So, anyway, use your imagination. 15 past the hour.
The Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Review.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, almost 18 after the hour here. We're reviewing what's going on the charts for the week of April 3rd to the 7th from Talkers Magazine. We've probably said enough about Bill O'Reilly and that ilk, the whole idea of what goes on and how these personalities become bigger than what they do on the air, Michael. That's a danger, I think. Or is it not? Do they watch O'Reilly because of what he says or because of who he is? Do they listen to on the radio, Sean, if you will, or me or you or whomever, because of what we say or because of how we have somehow or other made a connection to the audience, which has to in some way be built on how we say things, doesn't it?
Well, they're obviously connected, you know, who you are and what you say, but it all comes down to what you say. I mean, you could be, you know, Mother Teresa and not sound good, and you're not going to make it. I mean, it all comes out in the, you know, the proof is in the pudding. It's the programming. It's your performance. People watch O'Reilly because they like to watch his show. Mm-hmm. They may dislike him or they may like him, but it's the attraction of watching the show that is where the rubber meets the road.
Well, that's what's most interesting about him, and I thought it really was apparent on the radio show, but it also comes through in the TV show. His thing is called the No Spin Zone, and everything is spin. There is nothing on the program that isn't spin, but yet you say it. It's like a lot of other things. You know, we decide, we report, you decide, that kind of stuff, or what was a fair and balanced. A couple of foxisms that were nonsense, but you say them enough and people believe them.
Yeah. What is it our mutual friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman says, believe me, you can't believe anyone?
yeah, right.
Something like that.
I believe you, though, Michael. You don't believe me?
Well, I appreciate that. I try to maintain a certain level of truthfulness to at least what I think. I may be wrong. Yes, you know, if you say something that you believe to be true and it's wrong, that doesn't mean you're lying. It means that you were wrong.
Yeah.
Right, right. But if you endeavor to deceive, if I were to say something and I know it's not the case, then it's a lie. Then it's deceitful. And sometimes we forget that and we blame somebody for lying if they say something that is factually inaccurate. And they're not lying. They just are ignorant or misinformed. Otherwise, all the textbooks that have been changed over the years were lying. You know,
right.
We have to understand terminology better. It helps understand these abstract concepts before we, you know, run off, you know, with half-baked theories about people.
What a great word that is, abstract. That's a great word. It's one of those words that basically it's like white. It's the absence of everything and the inclusion of nothing in a reality.
Yes.
Abstract. Very. That's a great word. Thank you, Michael. Michael continues with us here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review, 21 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the expertise that Michael Harrison has developed over decades, watching, listening, and hearing what's going on in the news talk radio world, the syndicated programs, the local shows, the great hosts. So we developed this list. And Mike goes through it, and then we talk about some of the things that are going on. The fact that now right of center programs, whether they be local or national, if you want to get an audience, you've got to be pro Trump. If you're right of center, I've heard from some people about folks that are on shaky ground with various networks.
Yes.
Okay.
In a limited level, here's the way it's going. If you are conservative, you'd better be pro-Trump or you're going to have a lot of problems.
Right.
If you are not conservative, there's never been a better opportunity to be a progressive.
Mm-hmm.
The resistance movement in this country is so passionate and so obsessed with negative feelings about Trump that hosts such as Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, the late Alan Colmes, if he were still performing.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been an opportunity for underground resistant radio, progressive radio.
Underground radio. Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, well, that's what we used to call the rock music that I used to play. It was underground radio. I was doing underground radio at Metro Media.
Yeah.
It's corporate as hell, but it was underground.
Right. Yeah. You were doing it in New York. Dick Summers doing it in Boston.
Yeah.
The cafes and the places where you go get the long-haired hippies that are smoking
grass. I learned more about how talk radio operates by being in my early 20s in that scene back in the late 60s, early 70s, than most people could learn just having this perspective, because we were going for youth, which is an obsession with talk radio today, and it does not know how to do that.
Yep.
We were playing to the disenfranchised, which has always been the forte of talk radio, and we were against the administration, we were against Nixon, we were against the war, we were against the establishment.
Yeah, it was all that fear and negative thinking. Yeah. But that's sort of what's gotten me out of where I am, because I'm not basically like that most of the time. Every once in a while you catch me when I may go down a negative street, but I don't want to do that stuff on the air for any number of reasons. It sucks the energy out of you as much as it sucks the energy out of the room. All Trump and discussions of Trump, whenever you get into them, don't they, whether it's on the radio or in person, if you go to a party or something, somebody will invariably start talking about Trump, and it sucks all the air out of the room. Right?
Sometimes. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you on that. I see it differently, but what you're saying is your point of view, and it might be valid. I don't like getting into arguments. Let's put it that way. I don't like people that bait me to get into a fight about politics. Forget it. Yeah. I'm not going to. But I do think that there are some very interesting discussions. And I've had the experience in the last month of talking to people that are absolutely sold on Trump, who are now starting to open up to ideas that maybe they should also be critical of him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm starting to notice a cracking in
his
face.
I think that that's part of, Michael, when you look at the fate of Bannon, you may remember the first or second week after he was in, I said, this guy's not going to last long because he doesn't fit the Trump style of doing things in an elegant... Trump is an elegant... He's maybe crude, but there's an elegance to him.
Well, he's pragmatic. Maybe,
yeah.
As soon as he thinks it's not working, he'll change. He's not an ideologue, whereas Bannon is, you know, he drinks the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And so, under the circumstances, I said, he'll run it just like he runs his businesses. 4 or 5 months, you haven't produced, gonzo, next. And I think that and Kushner, the kid, the son-in-law, recognizes that and feeds to it to a point. But Trump is also restless in his own right. He's just a restless guy. If you look at his astrological chart, he's a Gemini, and he gets bored really easily. And so this is going to, I think, take its toll. I think Rex Tillerson will be Secretary of State about 5 minutes longer. And a bunch of these guys, some of them haven't even been confirmed yet, they'll be out before they're in. Because that's just the way he rides. That's the way he runs. It's 28 past the hour here in the countdown.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, my name is Doug Steffen. This is the overview called the Talk Radio Countdown Show of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business on News Talk Radio programs and stations around the country, monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael has been doing this for a long time. I love going to the Talkers website to find out myself what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. It's a labor of love for us. We get together every week and we have some fun. We talk about what's going on from our perspective. We have the expertise. Well, I don't know about expertise. Michael has the expertise. We have the experience, the two of us, whether it's expertise.
Well, you've been doing it a long time. I hope you have some expertise.
I think I do, actually. I think every once in a while I think about all of the things that I've done. I don't mean to sound self-serving, but I've been doing this since 1974. And so under the circumstances, I think that I probably have seen as much as most anybody else who does this, and I've seen it from lots of different perspectives, and it's been, and it continues to be, a fabulous career. Would I have thought when I was a young kid and people said, stop asking so many questions, would I have thought that I would end up doing this? I don't know about you. I never really had a career path. I didn't think when I was in college that I was going to do this, that, or the other thing. In high school, I did well because I liked school, but I didn't know what I was going to do with it. Today, everybody has to focus, or they seem to be, even in the junior high, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you sort of are expected to chart a path, and it really is kind of too bad because it cuts out some of the inquisitiveness of just being a kid. Do you think that's true or not?
I think there's a degree of truth to that. I think it was always the case. I don't think it's different now than it was back when we were kids. I remember there was a tremendous pressure for me when I was in grade school and junior high school that if you don't get good grades and go to college, you'll make X amount of money less in your life.
Yeah, right.
It was, you know, nonsense. There was tremendous
pressure. One of the things I've learned, and I learned it rather late in life, is that you've got to keep your eyes open 360 degrees to understand when opportunity is knocking. Because quite often we don't open the door when opportunity knocks because we don't think that we're on that path. Well, I'm going to be a lawyer, or I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a talk show host, I'm going to, you know, be an engineer. And then something happens and you go, wow, if I were on a different path, maybe I'd do that. But you don't think it's right for you, when in fact, I think everything should be considered. Mm-hmm. Sometimes opportunity comes from left field, and I think you have to develop an intuitiveness to know when that happens. And that's the key to really happiness and success, is to know when opportunity is knocking and get off the path if you have to. Take a chance and do something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, taking a chance is something that all of us were sort of, I certainly was around my father. The lesson from my father was not to take any chances at all. He wanted me to work in his clothing business and try to groom me for it, but it was not something that I was either interested in or particularly good at. And so I went off on my own and did a number of things, ran a number of businesses. But the thread through my life has always been radio, whether it be as a disc jockey like you were, whether as a newsman, whether I was running a radio station, or whether I was owning them, or whether I was doing this program. It's always been something and as it continues to progress, and I see this more with you on these weekly podcasts up close and far out than I see it with any other part of your professional anatomy, shall we say. This week, by the way, Michael has progressive talk show host Stephanie Miller as the guest on Up Close and Far Out. I don't have to plug it. You can tell me. Stephanie is probably the grand dame now of progressive talk, for sure. She's built herself as a comedian over the years. Still, she does. I think she goes out, doesn't she, every weekend?
And well, she has a show that goes in legitimate theaters. It's been reconstituted since Trump was elected. It's called the Sexy Liberal Resistance Tour, and she with a touring troupe of comedians, John Fugelsang comes to mind. He's a very talented guy. He's known to people in this business. He's at Sirius XM. She fills theaters all over the country. What's amazing about Stephanie is that she's built a gigantic audience and is on very few radio stations. Mm-hmm. She has done it online and on cable television channels and all kinds of alternative new media forms of distribution. Defying the old paradigm that you have to be on AM or FM stations to be a talk show host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the new world order. We all. That's why you're doing Up Close and Far Out. That's not really a radio.
I've got an audience all over the world on that show.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing is amazing, and it taps into what I wanted to do with my career since I'm in my early 20s. I wanted to be a talk show host. Mm-hmm. I was a pretty big time DJ. And a pioneering one in the FM album rock scene.
Yep.
But I always wanted to be a talk show host. I considered that to be the black belt form of radio. And
what a wonderful phrase, black belt radio.
Well,
oh my
think
God!
About it. Perfect. I mean, you go on. You didn't have records
black
to play. It was you. You
radio.
Were the record. You were the record.
Yeah.
And I did it, but somehow, I fell into the habit and position and of commenting on the industry, of writing articles in the trades, of having people come to me, other talk show hosts, other people in the business for advice, and I wound up doing what I do and putting the talk radio hosting part of my brain on the second tier.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I have even not pursued being a talk show host primarily in many ways so as not to compete against the people that I help.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you've seen that. So I'm in a, you know, but at my core, you know, I'm a host. And and I get to do that with Up Close and Far Out. I get to do it with things like this. I get to do it by filling in here and there. I filled in on almost every radio station in the country. And that's my career. You know, hey, I'm going to be celebrating this September my 50th year of consistently being on the radio as a talent, in addition to my businesses as a trade publisher.
Yeah. And so we both have gone down that same path. I've never been a publisher of anything, as it wasn't my ilk, but certainly being on the air, I'm in my 53rd year of being a broadcaster. And it just, only because I'm a couple of years older than you, that's probably about the only reason. And so we found one of the things that we both experienced and we've had to find in order to say, to save ourselves and to stay successful is to follow the niches, to follow what I've always had my, I think you and I had this conversation a long time ago in an interview that I did for you in Talkers Magazine. I talked about always looking over my shoulder. Because I always felt I'm turning around now, looking over my shoulder. I always felt that I was ahead of whatever the curve was, just because of my own abilities. Sounds smug, and that's not what it is. It's just my sense of who was there, what they were going to do, and should I do it first or try to do it first. I mean, I've been talking about women on the air and having women co-hosts for a lot longer than it's been popular because I just felt that that was what it was, where we were going. And
plus, it's a great way to meet women.
Well, I've had a lot of help from the woman that has been in my life for the last
You're doing fine.
Women on the air with me are they're superb broadcasters, and they help the DJV experience become the new sort of conversation piece for morning radio programs. Anyway, Jennifer Horn is a great broadcaster. So is Victoria Keelan, and young Kara Schillen, who helps us with this program, is cutting her teeth and learning her way through. And I think that she'll stay with us. I think all these people will stay because they now have a platform exposure experience, and that's what it takes. There may be different forms as we go forward. We've niched this down to the point of we even have a show, if we're doing Plugola here, the American Family Farmer that I produce every week. There are things that we can talk about every week that are specific to what's going on the farm, but then we can relate them, and that's really the whole success of how we become successful is to make sure we're relatable. Michael is relatable, and that's why it works. That's why my farm show works, because it's relatable. Food, discussion of food, that kind of stuff. And so the other things, the people who are good personalities, who are successful, relate to the audience. And it's a personal thing. It's you. Michael's talking to you. I'm off on my soapbox here. You better grab it away from me.
Right, I'm having my breakfast.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a few minutes to finish it. 44 past the hour here on the Weekly Countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. In the continuing tradition of what goes on this radio program, the Talk Radio Review, Hot Hits in Talk Radio, the top topics of the week, Michael Harrison and his staff of experts at Talkers Magazine come up with a list that we use as sort of the outline for our discussions. And sometimes I don't repeat the list often enough, so I do it here in this circumstance so you'll know exactly what's on the list. At number 10, Major League Baseball in the beginning of the season, the NCAA title. At number 9, Bill O'Reilly and the scandal at Fox is 8. Healthcare redux or redoing, fixing the healthcare bill, number 7. Steve Bannon leaves the National Security Council is 6. Number 5, what's going on in North Korea, number 4, president meeting with the president of China. The gas deaths in Syria, number 3, and our attacks that followed. Gorsuch and his nomination to the Supreme Court, number 2. And the Trump campaign connection to Russia. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A young man in Kentucky helped his sister move and realized that might be a good living. So he and a friend posted an ad on Craigslist, and the new moving business took off. Before long, they had 5 trucks and 30 employees. But then the state stepped in, requiring a certificate of necessity to prove the business was needed, and other moving companies could object. But this young entrepreneur looked through the lens of liberty, saw the state improperly protecting favored businesses, and went to court. He won the case for himself and for free enterprise around the country. Similar laws were struck down in 4 other states because one citizen decided it was time to move the government out. What a great role model for liberty.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Each week on the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the folks at Talkers Magazine prepare a list. There are actually 2 lists. One, the top stories of the week, and a list of people. And I always do this because I want you to know, even if we are off the mark or we get off of the trail, that these are the major items that we are reporting on in the world of News Talk Radio. Bill O'Reilly, for example, on the people list is at number 10. Stephen Bannon, number 9. Xi Jinping, Chinese president, number 8. Paul Ryan, 7. Chuck Schumer, 6. Mitch McConnell, 5. Neil Gorsuch is 4. Vladimir Putin is 3. Susan Rice, number 2. And Donald Trump will be there forever. As long as he's taking nourishment, I think the guy's going to be on the top of our list. So that's the people list. It's the Talk Radio Countdown show that you're listening to, and I'm Doug Steffen. All right, here we are, 46 past the hour. Countdown continues. Michael and I want to have you understand how local radio, we tend to sometimes get sucked into, we talk about these national issues and we forget that the local stations that do local live talk, some of them in combination with good network programs, but they take some of the national stuff and make it local, or they take local issues and make them even more local. I was just talking about the farm thing, and then, how I would address the issue that dairy farmers in Wisconsin have if I were doing a program in Madison, Wisconsin, for example, Eau Claire, wherever. I would be talking about these 75 farms in Wisconsin who have been told that in 30 days the dairy producer, the dairy processor will no longer buy their milk. So they won't have any place to ship their milk. They'll be out of business. This is an outrage, and it really, because of the import of Canadian dairy products, it's screwing over American farmers. Can you imagine what you could do with that on those local stations in Wisconsin, Michael?
Well, yeah, but local talk is not that local anymore. The irony is there was a movement away from local talk for national talk, and now there's a movement back to local talk. The problem,
but they're talking about national issues.
The problem is that all the local politicians and scoundrels and problems and issues are being obscured now, not because there are no local hosts. All the local hosts want to talk about is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump has created a diversion for every local political scoundrel to get away with murder because the news media is obsessed with Donald Trump. And it's considered to be not, shall we say, opportunistic to talk about, the local milk problems or the dog catcher or the potholes or the city council corruption, because everybody wants to talk about Donald Trump. And the excuse that they give is that, well, we're taking the local perspective on Donald Trump. Give me a break. So that's
a local perspective on Donald Trump. How silly is that?
Well, it is silly. Think about it.
It really is silly. I mean, Donald, but that's the lazy man's way out. And I say that in deference to my talk brothers and sisters. It is. Right. It's the lazy.
The only place that has a right to take the local perspective on Donald Trump is Palm Beach County, where he's totally messed up the infrastructure with Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, right. And that's, if you've ever been down, you've probably been down that road.
I've been to Mar-a-Lago 3 times.
Have you? Okay. So you know that narrow road that's Ocean Avenue that you have to take, and now the tourists are there, and it's crazy because you can't get anywhere.
Well, when he goes there, he goes in through Lantana Airport. They shut down the airport for a day.
Yeah.
When the president comes in there, he's putting the airport out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't do that with Palm Beach, although he used to fly into Palm Beach International. The Lantana Airport is much smaller, so they can't be using the 747 down there.
No. He operates like no other president before.
Mm-hmm. But he's an operator.
But we have to go off the air in 12 seconds, so
Yes, we do.
The heck.
So we've done a good job, though, Michael, in reviewing all of these things. Thank you, as usual, for being here.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure and an honor to work with you on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com to see what's going on or to listen to some of the things on Talkers Radio. And you also can go to upcloseandfarout.com for the podcast, 10 before the hour.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 54 after the hour here. Talk Radio Review focusing on the legal aspects of a lot of the things on the charts this week, courtesy of the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney, legal professor, scholar, and also the host of a very important website called Scamicide.com, where you can go to check out the latest scams, the latest scoundrel news. Find out who the scoundrels are that are running the scams and how you can avoid the problems at scamicide.com. Legally, let's talk about Bill O'Reilly and what he faces, or is he done? Because once they pay off all these people, they can't sue them. There are lawyers who come in and they threaten. Gloria Allred is a great one for this sort of thing. It's been very successful for our clients. And in the case of Fox, Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes both gave them such wonderful material to work with. So here's this guy who just signs up. So would you explain how, in the case of Ailes, or even in O'Reilly, hypothetically, Ailes gets fired, but they give him $40 million to get him out of the building.
And yeah, I mean, these golden parachutes are incredible. And I think what it is it's kind of a it's a situation where, in the with Roger Ailes, Fox was looking to avoid having to go through an arbitration, which their contracts would have provided for, in order to terminate him for various sexual harassment charges. And Ailes felt he was in a good position to essentially hold the company up for that. And he did.
Even though he's a pig.
Yeah. I mean, there's pretty good evidence. And you know, the same thing with O'Reilly. You've got a number of women, and interestingly enough, quite independently, without having consulted each other, their stories matched. It was the same type of pattern. So
yeah, the description of Roger Ailes' hoo-hoo, that's what matched. They all knew what it looked like. That's how America, and I'm not kidding, though, in a sense. I mean, I'm being facetious to a point. But Gretchen Carlson was so accurate in her description because of the way he was dressed. She came into the office, and he was on the couch, and he was naked from the waist down. And she looked at his material, and then in court, or not in court, but when the lawyers were all together, described it to a T. And I don't know how they proved it, but that's when they walked out of that room. Literally 10 minutes later, they had a check in their hand for $20 million.
Yeah, you know, part of my chuckle was just remembering trials I had participated in years ago. And yes, you know, it's one thing to make an allegation. It's another thing to describe with great particularity what may be peculiarities to a particular person. So, yes, indeed, Gretchen Carlson did have him by the short hairs.
Yes, very much so. All right, let's do a little bit with the Gorsuch nomination and what goes on here. Legally, there's a lot of, this is legal, it's political, the maneuvering that's going on. But I think you said last week, or you've said before, you thought he ought to be on the court. I think he is very measured, very smart. He may have a point of view that they make too much out of. But the bottom line is there ever going to be anything that gets smooth? Is there ever hope for these people working together? Is it always going to be, for the rest of our lives, this pitched battle between left and right?
You know, I hope that that isn't so. And the history of the court has been, in recent years, more polarized than before. Although,
but getting people on the court it is, but once they're there, they seem to all, it's like the Senate, they're all a member of the club.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, on the court, you will have people with dramatically different political or legal philosophies,
yeah.
Like Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonin Scalia.
Great
were
friends.
Tremendous friends, and
yeah.
They had great respect for each other, but they were diametrically opposite legally.
Yeah.
Gorsuch, yeah, some of his decisions I may not find agreeable, but they are all based in law. He is he's a legal scholar, and I find it hard-pressed to say that a senator should vote against him because they don't like his legal philosophy. He is qualified for the court and should be on there. When the Senate did away with the filibuster rule, this is a big deal, and this is going to result in, you know, more polarization in future battles of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, it's a sad day, but it is what it is. So we've got that. The health care bill in two words, yes, no, maybe.
It's a maybe. They got a long way to go. Hopefully they will make a good, measured, new health care bill. We need it, and they need to work together.
Yeah, need to get the legalities worked out. All right, Michael, good. Stephen J.J. Wiseman joining me on the Countdown with Michael Harrison every week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.